Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pretty amazing. They got the Knicks coming in tomorrow. See if they can keep it going there. And then a back-to-back next week against Denver and Milwaukee. That should be very interesting.
Man, but let's go.
As Steph Curry said on Wednesday, let's stay present. Let's stay present.
Because you gave him a present that the diplomats. I wonder where the jerseys at, Snotty.
You think
it made it to the house, Evan? You think it's in the car?
Who's their youngest now?
I know Cannon. Evan, I believe, knows his name. I don't want to butcher it. Shout out Shasky.
I wouldn't be offended if they used it for a bib for one of the little kids. That'd be fine. They can use it as a dust cloth if they want. That's fine. It was just it's a gesture. That's all it was.
Dude, we hadn't talked because I was out yesterday, but that was a fun time, too. Dude, we've been having a great couple of days.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun. And when the Warriors win, it certainly makes it a lot easier. Steph Curry, 4,000 threes. Jonathan Kuminga returns. Let me look at his line real quick.
Man,
18 points in 20 minutes. 7 of 10.
4-6 from the free. Got to the stripe.
Got to the line 6 times.
How could you not want him back? And it's not that. It was just a question of it's rolling. But nothing better than talent, Stoney, than more talent. And Draymond Green, I don't know if we have the quote. I just let you guys down at every turn. But he said even though they were rolling, the team, Stoney, there was never a thought in his mind that they did need Jonathan Kuminga back. And 1 + 1 = 2, but now they're more powerful. They got a young man that I think is one of one on the team right now, Stoney. And again, Jimmy Butler sprinkled everybody with better sauce or, you know, you're doing more. And now this team is so damn deep, I don't know where it's going, man, but it looks like it's headed in more than just the right direction. But, man.
And by the way, you know, for those that said or saying that, you know, we worry too much about Kuminga. It wasn't so much worry as trying to figure out how he's going to fit in. And guess what? Now that switches a little bit to Brandon Pajemski, who's missed a few games. I heard, you know, Steve Kerr last night was talking about the eventual closing lineup.
I heard that.
And he said right now he's thinking it could be Pajemski in there. He listed, Curry, Kuminga, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and... He said, my first thought would be Pajemski. He said, but you know what? Let's see how it goes.
No
because
doubt.
If I have Butler on the floor and Draymond Green, I might have enough playmakers. So then it could be Buddy Hield or any number of players. So the Warriors just have a lot of options right now.
Stoney, real quick, and you're a basketball connoisseur. Just hearing him think like that, and he's right in regard to having, you know, Jimmy Butler and Draymond, that they could, you know, do what Paz does. But I'll say this. It's all dependent on the matchup, right? And it could be the fifth by committee. And I get it.
Yeah. Big Smooth's in Oakland.
Our man. What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
I'm well. Hey, serenity now. That's all I got. But listen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of Jimmy Butler, man, I think my marriage is better. I'm just saying he's spilling over into my life now.
Wow, man.
I want to welcome back all the people who said they wouldn't come back until Draymond was off the team. Welcome back if he ain't off the team. But I think viewership is up. Now, listen, one observation last night, I don't know if you guys caught this. J.K. went up, pump faked a couple times, very Jimmy Butler-esque. I got fouled, went to the line, and they pat over to Jimmy, and Jimmy's giving his nod like, yep. So I think you're going to see more of Kuminga going inside. Not as many threes, but if that three is open, he can't hit it. But did he fit in? Man, he folded right in, man. We got a new toy. It's an old toy. Jonathan Kuminga. Yeah. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate it.
Like an embarrassment. I don't want to, but Stani, I feel it. Embarrassment of riches right now. It's just like there was never a doubt in my mind that this team, not about they didn't need him, and they were rolling, and they still are. But the bottom line, man, is if you sit here and you need to win 16 games, four series to get where you want to go, there's no doubt about it that this team doesn't need this, you know, this type of talent. And he's back, Stani, and I loved every bit of it.
Yeah,
20
again,
minutes.
Yeah, and as it relates to Kuminga, you know, he played 20 minutes last night. Who knows what's going to happen moving forward, but I do think, and you know, he didn't play a ton last night with Butler, but I do think there's something about, and I don't like to do this, but Butler and Wiggins, you know, Wiggins,
he was Wiggins, Donnie.
He, like, let me put it this way. Butler is the kind of player who he approaches the game with a mind of, let's see if we can get Kuminga going a little bit. And not that Wiggins didn't think that way, but it wasn't his real top priority. He just played. Like, he plays his game, and he plays his game. But I think there is another level of another level that Butler gets him to in terms of being able to facilitate Jonathan Kuminga. I think Butler obviously will be a better pairing for Kuminga eventually, just because he's so versatile that he's got other parts of his game to rely on before he has to put the ball in the hole if he does.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Donnie, it's no demerit to Andrew Wiggins, who you brought up, and we love Wiggs, but the bottom line is it's a skill. It's a skill a lot of players don't have. It's a blessing, per se, and it speaks to one's basketball IQ, and that's what Jimmy Butler has had on display since he's been here. And, Stani, you talked about it last night. You said you felt like he was a point guard in a sense, because he knows how to take inventory and get guys going. And Jonathan Kuminga looked like he hadn't even been out as many games as he had. But I'm looking at Buddy Hield, Stani. We had mentioned him, 4-6 from deep. And when he's got it going, man, this team is going. And everybody's taking notice, even Charles Barkley, saying they could be the second-best team in the West if Jonathan Kuminga kid is doing what he's doing. And you know, that's not filibuster now. That's real, and people are taking notice.
Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Livermore. What's going on, Caleb? How you doing?
What's going on, fellas? Is it Payday Friday?
It is,
yes,
baby.
Yes, sir.
There you go, there you go. Well, Stiney, I got a task for you.
A task?
A task.
Okay. Oh, a test. All right, go ahead.
And I know you've been out of school for a while, but I need you this weekend to fill out a Moses Moody apology form.
I'll give it to you.
Bring it in on Monday and wearing a Moses Moody jersey. And if they don't hold you accountable to it, I'm afraid I'm going to be disappointed, man.
How about this? I'll do that, and you can send me the form. I'll do that after they win their first playoff series.
I hear you, but there's no longer Moses Moody. He stinks. You know, that infamous line that you have.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You might want to apologize to your partner if you want. I appreciate
I said Lamar Jackson stinks, yeah, so how serious could I have been?
Evan listens to every show, and Stoddy, he was just, he had a difference of opinion on Moody.
I'll dig it up.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can dig them up. You know what I mean?
Go down the alphabet. You're going to see that's been said about 59 athletes by me. I'm sure I'm on the record saying Stephen Curry stinks.
That is funny.
Blake Snell.
There. He stinks.
Thanks. Yeah. Blake Snell. He's only won a couple Cy Youngs, right?
Man.
He stinks. But he does. No, he doesn't. I'm just kidding. All right. This was something I want to do right now.
Yeah, Ryder, check you. Yeah. Stainy.
Oh yeah, that's I think when I said it. Uh-huh. All right, let me try to do this.
It's a must.
Let me try to do this. Okay. Let me shout out everybody that was there last night because
You wrote your name down.
It was a lot of fun. I may have missed somebody. You know what? If I missed you,
reach out.
Yeah, hit us up on text or 888-957-9570. The great Alnetta was there. And it's Alnetta.
Yeah.
Not Alnetta.
She had rings around her neck, the Warriors replica rings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big John was in the house from Oakland again. Eric Page was there.
Yeah.
Eric Page.
Gotcha. Got a picture with Eric Page.
He wanted me to do it like John Sally, which I just did.
Special request.
Our good friend Sharika was there, the photographer.
Yeah.
Steve was there, although that's all I have. Steve. I usually like to put where they're from. Alan and his wife.
El Cerrito.
San Pablo,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, got you.
I thought. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was El Cerrito.
Thank you for coming out. Federico.
Yeah.
The young fella who showed me his basketball highlights.
Evan, I believe. Oh, man,
he was there.
Kid.
Thanks for coming out. There was a young father there named Patrick. Remember him?
Yeah.
He had his son Leo.
Yeah.
He was holding his son Leo.
We took a picture too.
Thanks to him. Jeremy in Alameda. Terrence in Alameda. Uncle Gene was there. And Gene brought his grandson, Henry.
Man. Gene!
Remember Henry? Yeah. He was there. Daniel and Theo, thank you. Rob in Richmond, he's the one whose daughter was Kayla.
No doubt.
But then he brought his whole family for a photo. Appreciate
that. And we took
one. Dre was there. Ro from the O.
That, my man.
Was in the house.
Yeah.
I hope I'm saying this one right. It was late. VMI?
Yeah.
He was there. Thomas in West Oakland in the house. Ruben and Phil. We're there, one from Alameda, one from Oakland, with little Angelina. Angelina was there. Guillermo, Eric, and Corey, thanks for coming out. Talked to Guillermo for a while. Moscone and Ziamara.
Yeah.
They've got a special place here at 95.7 The Game also. Like I said, Big John from Oakland was there. Odell was in the house. Carlos and Vacaville. And then at the end of the night, Braxton, he used to live in my old neighborhood.
Oh.
And he came up, he heard about we were going to be there. And I didn't recognize him because we've been in our new house now for 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So Braxton came out last night. If I missed you.
You missed our MVP. Los.
Oh, my gosh.
You missed our guy, Los. Los, what up, Los?
I got a feeling he's not listening today.
Yeah, I think he might be, man.
Yeah,
95.7 The Game.
That's how he said it.
Los was
I love Los, yeah. but
he was active.
He may have been trouble brewing, but Los was was a lot of fun, too. Let's see. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube. Powered by First North.
I appreciate you taking time to write down everybody's names.
The only problem with that is when I'm texting the names, people think, oh, look at Stein. Not even paying attention.
Okay.
He's just on his phone all night.
No, I appreciate that.
No, I'm trying to get your names just to recognize
you. And 9-year-old Kayla, the young, beautiful young lady, remembered our argument, Stani, and recited it to us. And I'm looking like, you poor thing. But she was smiling. And happy to meet us, man.
And
that was awesome. Her dad was the best.
The big question I had to ask 9-year-old Kayla, I said, so when you're listening, do you think, and we're arguing a little, do you think we're having fun, or does it seem like it's mean-spirited? And she said, it seems like you're having fun.
Well,
and
I was there like, it is, Kayla.
I said, we are.
Yeah.
We are.
My man.
All right. Let's go to Adam in San Francisco. What's up, Adam? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. I was just about to ask, sorry that I couldn't make the Emeryville Marketplace last night, but it sounded like it was a lot of fun. I actually went to the game last night, and just something I noticed that just like the addition of Kuminga back here is just such is just amazing. And just like the thing too with the Warriors, I don't know if you saw that video that the Warriors posted about everyone like throwing water on Steph. Like the vibes right now are immaculate. It's just like the team is bonded. They're having fun. They're winning. This addition of Kuminga, I mean, you saw, you know, we kind of saw what we were kind of missing, you know, even though we've been rolling last night, just that athleticism. He just brings a different edge to the team, to this new team that looks better. And when it comes to Moses Moody, you guys were talking about the closing lineup. I you know, that's Steve Kerr speaking, but I don't know why Moody couldn't be in there too. I mean, what has he shown recently that he's not doing well? Like, he's defending well. He knows when to shoot the ball. He's decisive. The team is just gelling, and I love to see it. But curious kind of about, like, the closing lineup aspect of it. Like, I feel like it could be any of those guys right now.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting to the – getting to the point where it's got to be Curry, it's got to be Draymond, it's got to be Butler. Ideally, the fourth would be Kuminga. And then we'll see who the number five is. Oh, by the way, yes, Tiffany.
Oh, we forgot.
Tiffany was out there, too.
Yeah.
And Tiffany, I did not forget you. I just skipped over you. You were between Allen and Federico, and I just skipped over your name. But Tiffany was there
she
also.
Was.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun. Last night at the public market Emeryville. And by the way,
nice venue, Stani. I hadn't been.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Ooh,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All kinds of food, a variety. The other thing is, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I get the sense that that won't be the last one we're doing this year.
Oh, no doubt, it's a thing now.
Yeah, it felt like the people over at the public market Emeryville were happy with the turnout. And We're happy with the turnout, yeah, too.
Shout out to Jesse and Meg.
Yes, Jesse.
For putting it on. J-Mo.
Megan on our sales department put it together. Just a fun time. All right, enough about us. Lorenzo in Virginia. Hey, Lorenzo, how you doing?
Family.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, well, Lorenzo,
nine,
yeah.
Man. What's up, baby?
Hey.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Go ahead.
I think, you know, the vibes and the, you know, everything is going good and stuff. But I think the Warriors are getting kind of the OKC treatment a little bit. Like, nobody's kind of fully bought into them yet. You know, I keep hearing everybody say, you know, they need to see more. They need to see more. And I think when they get ready to, face Denver, and that back-to-back against the Bucks, I think that's going to probably tell everybody what they kind of need to know about him. But also, I had a question for you, Steiny.
Yeah.
You had the Warriors record before the Jimmy Butler trade. You had the Warriors record at, I think, about the same total amount of wins as last year. I'm curious to know where do you got him now at the end of the season with this Jimmy Butler trade? Where do you got him? How many wins you got him at now?
I'm lucky because they got, you know, they got into a slump, and so I think I had him for like 46 or 48. I mean, it looks like they're going to get there. We'll see how much further they get than that. But if it weren't for that little slow stretch after the 12-3 start, well, they'd be a lot further along. But I mean, they're six. They may get 50.
Yeah.
They may get to 50
and need every one of them.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, let me tell you what I thought was completely cool, and that was, they showed Steph Curry's first three-pointer, and it was assisted by Andris Biedrich, a name from the past. And then Andris Biedrich was on the big screen. I believe he's probably still living in Latvia.
Okay.
And he did a message to Steph and said, you know, never forget who gave you your first assist.
I love it.
And it was Andris Biedrich. So Evan and I start talking about Andris, and of course, Evan's a little younger, and he remembers the end of Biedrich's Warriors stint where, I mean, he just something happened to Andris's game, and he was never quite the same. But here's what I always do when I talk about Andris Biedrich, because people tend to not think of him the right way. They remember the guy who couldn't make a foul shot later in his tenure with the Warriors. I'm going to give you some numbers here. I love doing this. This is 2008, 2009. It was the year before Steph got drafted. This is how Andris Biedrich started his season. These are points and rebounds. You ready? I'm just going to run down the first 10, 12 games. 14 points, 12 rebounds. 17 points, 13 rebounds. 23 points, 11 rebounds. 16 points, 22 rebounds. 12-11, 23 points, 12 rebounds, 16 points, 18 rebounds, 13 points, 15 rebounds, 17 points, 19 rebounds, 17 points, 16 rebounds, 17-9, 23-10. Those were Andris Biedrich's numbers the first 12 games of the 2008-2009 season. Yeah.
Sounds like my order at In-N-Out, a double-double, Stoney.
Also, for Warrior fans that were around at that time, I mean, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was at a big part of the We Believe team.
And he didn't get enough love, so I appreciate it.
Also, Marcus, Talia, and Aria. That's right, from Richmond.
Man.
From Richmond. Thank you so much.
We took photos, too. Man.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Shane. Shane's in San Francisco. What's up, Shane? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Oh, boy. That was a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
Steiny, I like how you always talk about NBA players and coaches sort of always know where they stand. You know, anything's possible in a given game, but they know who they match up against. They know who they got action against. And the Warriors definitely know that they can give any team trouble and they have a chance.
Yep.
And the Warriors also know, it's clear to me now, they know that Kuminga is the linchpin and they're going for it. I think that this whole slow playing thing is, you know, a little bit of the Kuminga mental aspect, but what it really is that they know that they have a really good hand to play right now and they don't want to tip it off too soon. So they're going to introduce it and integrate it slowly. And you saw flashes of it, like minimal overlap with Jimmy and stuff like that. But at the end of the game last night on that design, Steph Curry screen lobbed to Kuminga to finish it off. And they were all kind of coming off the court. And Steve Kerr had like the little side smirk on his face. And he was kind of thinking, all right, guys, that's enough. Like, cool your jets.
Right.
Like, don't tell him too soon.
Right.
But now, how cool was it to see Kuminga get the ovation when he first brought the ball up the court for the first time, and then coming off the court in the fourth too, he got a big ovation. I just thought that was that was great to see everybody having fun. And
it'll be more of that. Yeah, it'll be more of that, those lobs.
Thanks, Shane. Good for Jonathan Kuminga. You know, the one thing that did stick out to me on Wednesday when you and I were out at Chase Center talking to a lot of the Warrior players is I did feel like a bunch of them brought up Jonathan Kuminga's name, and it wasn't prompted. It wasn't, hey, what do you think when Jonathan Kuminga will come back? And then they'll say, oh, he'll give us a boost. They seem to talk about Kuminga as though they knew he was coming back and they were all looking forward to him coming back because they do think that he can give this team something it needs. How they figure it all out, that's what the next 16 games and into the playoffs are going to be. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.